Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, brothers and sisters, friends. Welcome to the DDP. I'd like to talk today about one of my favorite topics. I am particularly fond of talking about the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to talk about some of the mannerisms of the Holy Spirit. Let's get on the story from Luke 9 of Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, which is what's probably going to be the final moments of his life. Jesus goes through several villages in Samaria. Now, none of the villages receive him with any hospitality. This makes a couple of his disciples, James and John, rather angry. Jesus calls them in Mark 3 the sons of thunder. They ask if they should call down fire from heaven and consume the people, even as Elijah did. Now, what they're working off of is an Old Testament precedent. It happened in the land of Samaria, the same place that they are, in 2 Kings 1 and 10. Elijah's dwelling on a mountaintop when an army from Samaria come to inquire of him, and he calls down fire from heaven in order to prove that he's a prophet of God. And then when the follow-up army shows up, he does it again. James and John take the rejection of the Samaritans toward Jesus as a mirror of Elijah. In fact, they see Jesus as their Elijah. So what better way to prove that God's power is on Jesus than to do the same thing Elijah did? Now, Jesus doesn't condemn the action of Elijah, but he does tell James and John that they don't know the manner of spirit that they are of or that they're being influenced by. How could the manner of spirit in Elijah that called down fire from heaven be proper, but then it be the wrong influence in the disciples? So we're going to see a change in God's treatment toward humanity under the new covenant. You see, God would pour out wrath and judgment on mankind at Sinai all the way through the Old Testament. We see God, and some have really fought against an angry God, but we do see God's wrath. Sometimes people died wholesale as a sort of sword of justice swipes through nations. But when Jesus comes, the Bible says he comes to bring peace, goodwill towards men. The peace is not between people, rather, but it's goodwill from God towards men. In other words, when Jesus arrives, God is sending us an emissary that says the war's over, it is finished. So the manners of the Holy Spirit under the new covenant is not the destruction of people's lives, but the saving of people's lives. God's not against us. He's already finished the work against sin and the body of Jesus at the cross. He's already exhausted his anger in defeating, bringing down the old Mosaic economy in the temple at Jerusalem in AD 70. Because of the arrival, the perfection, the death, the resurrection of Jesus, everything has been appeased. God loves mankind and it shines through his character at the cross. So it's out of God's character to kill men now. He's already accomplished all that needs to be accomplished. In fact, if God kills men for sin and destroys them for rebellion, then he has to apologize to Jesus at the cross because Jesus was supposed to be bearing all of the judgment. The Holy Spirit plays his role to perfection. He brings forth the love of God, Romans 5. He helps with our infirmities and our sicknesses, Romans 8. He convicts us of our righteousness, reminding us who we are in Christ, John 16. He guides us into all truth, John 16, 13. So in light of how proper the mannerisms of the Holy Spirit are, let's don't mix covenants and put the Holy Spirit in the role of murderer and destroyer. When the church falls into that pattern, and if you just take a glance at social media, she does, then I'll say what Jesus said, Luke 9:55. You do not know what manner of spirit you are. Let's figure it out. We're in a new covenant. It's time to shine. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.